Join us this week as we take a look at firearms in the Ozarks. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners the Ark of the Ozarks, Springfield Branson National Airport, and Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring.
So, you know, I get to travel and do this and show off and make a living at it and dress up like a cowboy and, you know, and get paid for it. It's a wonderful life. You know, it's part of the Ozarks, part of the culture, part of America, in fact. America's changing, but this part of the world is still steeped in many traditions. You know, I appreciate that. I love it, and I'm happy that we're here.
That's Jim Downing. Based in Springfield, he's known all over the world as a master engraver who specializes in engraving firearms for collectors and especially for practitioners of a competitive sport known as cowboy action shooting. We'll get back to cowboy shooting in a moment. I visited Jim Downing at his work desk at Cherokee Firearms here in Springfield and asked him how he got into such a specialized business in the first place.
I started engraving in 1979, engraving scrimshaw, the art of engraving in ivory, just to meet girls. And I met my wife that way just the next year.
Now, why was that a way to meet girls?
Well, when you're 20, everything you do is a way to meet girls. And scrimshaw is jewelry. Next step was engraving silver to mount the ivory. So I learned silversmithing. Soon after that, to decorate that silver, I learned hand engraving, push engraving, which has been done for 3,000 years and more, probably.
This eventually led Jim Downing to firearm engraving, which he considers to be the pinnacle of the engraving craft. And he considers himself a craftsman, not an artist. When he moved to the Midwest from the East Coast, he met Tilden Swenson in Tulsa at a gun show. He taught engraving, and Downing joined one of his classes.
So it's, you know, it's been a 38-year learning experience for me. And cowboy shooting is when things really took off for me.
Cowboy action shooting as a competitive sport seems to have originated in Southern California in the early 1980s, but Jim Downing feels that it saw an explosion in popularity after the movie Tombstone came out in 1993.
Everything hit the fan. I mean, it was wonderful. Cowboy shooters came out of the woodwork, and all of those people of our age, for instance, who grew up with cowboy movies. Cowboy shooting went to from like 20 and 30,000 people to 200,000 in no time at all. A lot of women, a lot of kids. It's a big family sport, multiple generations.
There are numerous cowboy action shooting clubs in Southwest Missouri, including Southwest Missouri Rangers and Butterfield Trail Cowboys. Jim Downing estimates there are several hundred participants in the area. Here's how Downing describes the sport.
Cowboy action shooting is when a bunch of us gather, dress up in the 1880 style. It's all pre-1900, but we're shooting live rounds at steel targets. So unlike reenactors, where you might see at the historic reenaction on the square, which I've done, we're in the flavor of all of that, but we're shooting actual guns, many of them from pre-1900. Most of them are actually reproductions of those same guns. And those are the guns that I, as an engraver, engrave. 1911s and earlier is pretty much all I touch. I don't do many guns that are newer than that. Modern guns are made to go bang, and they do that efficiently. The old guns have style, they have grace, and if you engrave them, they're beautiful. What I'm working on here is a cylinder. So my tool is a little impact hammer. A push tool like this has been used literally for thousands of years. That's what I have here. But within it is a hammer that is bouncing doing that.
I watch as Downing, using his pneumatically powered impact hammer, engraves an ornate scroll on a gun cylinder, freehand.
So everything I do is freehand. The only thing I drew on this was a circle where I wanted the scroll, just for spacing, and then make it up as I go.
As Downing said, the cowboy action shooters tend to use reproductions of late 19th century firearms, as the real thing would be too delicate and valuable. He says engraving original 19th century firearms is frowned upon in the serious collector community.
If a Colt from 1890 is in 95% perfect shape, that's a collectible. And people come to me all the time and like to engrave that, and I say, look, you realize this is a collectible. And if you engrave on it, even if the engraving is beautiful, to the collectors, you diminish the value. To other people, on the other hand, who are just like, I don't care, that's a beautiful gun, I want it engraved, okay, it's your gun. But I kind of give a disclaimer.
The firearms hobby is often passed down in families from generation to generation. and so are valuable antique guns, something they deal with frequently at Cherokee Firearms. But the whole store was buzzing the day I was there because of what had just walked in, an original Smith & Wesson Schofield Model 3 revolver. Now owned by Steve Pierce, it came down to him from his great-great-great-grandfather.
It was made in 1870. It was the first large bore handgun Smith & Wesson ever produced.
Have you ever had it appraised before?
I never have had an official appraisal. I've done a lot of research. I've seen them anywhere from 8,000 to 20,000.
It's one of only 1,000 that were ever made. Steve Pierce has no children to pass it on to, so he says,
I'll have to face a decision someday.
As to what to do with it.
Yeah, what to do with it. Right. Yep.
But whatever you do, says Jim Downing, don't engrave it. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by the Ark of the Ozarks, Springfield-Branson National Airport, and Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring.